You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynne and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
Good evening and welcome to Blues from the Ooze on Your Vic Radio with me, Paul Wynne and Ben Darwin. Good evening, Ben.
Good evening, you alright?
Yeah, I nearly forgot to say you're here then. I tell you, I've had a busy week.
Have you? Yeah. What have you been doing?
Well, you know you were really busy the week before.
Yes.
Inventing that vaccine.
Yes, which
well,
I did do.
Well, you saw on the news that the second vaccine.
Yeah.
I did that.
Did you?
Yeah, I went one step better because you don't have to freeze it to minus
80 degrees. You went one step better than mine, thank you.
Well,
you always have to do that, don't you?
I just
one-upmanship
all the
time.
I thought
the
people in the hot countries would suffer, so, you know, as a humanitarian...
Which clearly you are.
I wanted to get that done, so...
Yeah, well, yeah,
so there you go. It's, there you go. We made the news. Anyway, we've got, what we hope is a great show coming up tonight. I've left my voice set off.
Link one.
Yeah.
You've done
it already. We're going to start with Chris Ragg and Greg Copeland from their album Deep in the Blood from 2019. But they've just released a live album, Live in the Back Room, which is recorded in Sheffield. We're waiting to get a copy of that. Anyway, it's very good. Anyway, this track is Tears, What For?
Jojo Shito Rosie, dark clouds are rolling. Suffer, you'll never lose, he said. But someday, maybe your tears won't fall for me anymore. Last night I heard you talking in your sleep. Someday maybe your tears won't fall for me. I lived so long in Bedlam City, my mind's been torn to shreds. When I look into your eyes, I see your soul so dear. But someday maybe your tears won't fall for me anymore. Look for the light. someday, maybe. My tears won't fall for you.
That was Tears Won't Fall from Chris Ragg and Greg Copeland. Now coming up, we've got a track called Jezebel. This is from a gentleman called Marcus Bonfanti, who, this is from 2013, and he's now actually the lead vocalist with the legendary 10 Years After, and he was supported by a fantastic band a few years ago back in Fibbers.
That was us, wasn't it?
It was us, yeah.
That's when we were known as Hobo Joe and
Hobo
the Dead
Cats. Was that when we were Hobo Joe?
Yeah, so 2013. He was brilliant live, wasn't he?
He was very, very brilliant. Good. And really, really.
And he was quite a softly spoken gentleman.
Yeah, he was. He had the graveliest voice in the world, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and his hair was beautiful.
Right, you're going down another road here, aren't you? So this is taken from the album Shake the Walls. Marcus Bonfanti with Jezebel.
Therapy, oh Jezebel, I watch your flames burn high. Your love's a burning hell. You're the devil, Jezebel. You're that last shot in the jacket. You're my first bet on the black, oh Jezebel. I watch your flames burn high. Yeah, I do. Cause your love's a burning hell. You're the devil, Jezebel. So I say, your love so hard on my knees, and I beg you please. I can't stop this rising tide, no. Lord knows I've tried to put you aside, oh Jezebel. Our touch is my desire. Your love's a burden. Devil Jezebel. Ah, oh, yeah, you are. Ah, oh, your love's a burning hell. Your love so hard on my knees, and I beg you please. I take that last shot in the jacket, and I place my last bet on the black for you, oh Jezebel. I watch your flames burn high, cause your love's a burning hell. Devil Jezebel. Why your love's a burning hell. You're the devil Jezebel. So I say Jezebel. Oh Jezebel. Why Jezebel. Why Jezebel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio.
You know my mama said, boy, you'll have those days when it all goes wrong. I didn't get no sleep last night, but the show surely must go on. Well, it's another day older, just a few more miles.
This is Brandon Santini with a track back to you from his album The Long Shot. And this guy, apart from being very, very good, he was a winner of the Blues Blast Music Award in 2019 for Best Contemporary Blues Album. And now he's with the band Tennessee Redemption.
Great tune, that. Love it.
Bow.
Good ending. Yeah.
Tight, wasn't it? We all finished at the same time. So what have we got now, mate?
Now we've got a track by JJ Gray and Mofro. This is taken from their third album, which was their first one for Alligator Records in 2007. The album is Country Ghetto, and this track is called Tragic.
Listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
Tell me why'd you run around like a chicken with its head. rise up. I said, what kind of rooster are you with? You can't wait, the name is up. You got no voice at all when your head's been tied.
That was Headless Chicken by a band The Hoax, taken from their debut album in 1994. The album was called Sound Like This. Critics have often compared them to the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Bluesbreakers and the Rolling Stones. And that was for our friend Joe Pearson.
There you go, from 5 Points Gang.
From 5 Points
Gang. That's not a bad comparison, is it? To be said, oh, yeah, you're a bit like the Yardbirds and John Mayall. Well,
yeah, it wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't be bad if you had that comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
We're yet to get there, but we'll wait.
Well, I've been compared to a few things, but not broadcastable. So. Anyway, we've got a request that's coming tonight. It came in last minute from a lovely lady called Suzanne. Regular listener of the show, mate. Gotta get it in. Brilliant. This is for Bob. They're having a bit of a rubbish time at the moment. I won't go into why, but fingers crossed, all works out well for you, Bob. We're going to play a bit of B.B. King with a track I absolutely love. It's Better Not Look Down.
Than a speeding bullet. People living like Superman all day and all night. And I won't say if it's wrong or I won't say if it's right. I'm pretty fast myself. But I do have some advice to pass along right here in the words of this song. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Under love all her life. If the arrows from Cupid's bow that had passed through her heart had been sticking out of her body, she would look like a porcupine. And she asked me, BB, do you think I've lived my life all wrong? And I said, the only advice I have to pass along is concealed in the course of this song.
Better not look down if you want to keep on.
At sunrise one morning in London, England. And there was a very large Rolls Royce limousine pulling slowly along the street. And in that Rolls Royce was the Queen of England, looking tired, just got back from a party. And the Queen leaned out and she said, aren't you B.B. King? She said, oh, B.B., sometimes it's so hard to pull things together. Could you tell me what you think I ought to do? And I said,
you better not do it. If you want to keep on flying, put the hammer down, keep it full speed ahead. Better not look back, or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving, don't look down. You better not look down, if you want to keep on flying, put the hammer down, keep it full speed ahead.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio.
From 2019 from the album Deep, that was Boogie Beasts, with the album, with the track Mad. You've completely put me off there. You're waving your hands around at me.
I know, I said, oh, now it's the next song, but I forgot I changed it.
so you've kind of changed everything round again.
Well, the irony is now, we don't need to.
because we're talking over the top of the amount of time that we've got.
So what's coming next, Ben?
I don't really know, but I'm going to guess.
Go on.
The fact that this is this Big Town Playboys.
You're asking me.
From a live album from 1997 called Off the Clock. This is found.
This is a world-winning radio. Big Town Playboys.
Big Town Playboys there with Found What I'm Looking For, and that's how we do a link.
That's how you do it, right? Okay, apologies for that. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to play a track. John the Revelator, we've had a few of our guests over this past year, we can say that now, have sung this, but so this is a version by the Chris Corcoran Band.
And Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
best intentions. You've only ever given me scorn. So now you're expecting a big payback. Well, you're not getting a penny more. I paid for you in a college. I paid for your first car. I paid for your first marriage. Now when I knew that it would go far, I straight and straight forgive you in abundance, spending your inheritance. My whole life saving, because I thought you cared. Now I see you're waiting until the old man's dead. Used to have me, gotta leave something behind. Used to have years ahead of me, but now I don't have very much time.
And this is the fantastic 5 Points Gang from their EP, 5 Points Gang, with Spending the Inheritance. I was talking to Joe Pearson, who is in 5 Points Gang. I'm going to keep saying that name.
The 5 Points Gang.
I want to get it across because they're so good. They're working on a new album. They've got a new drummer, just about sorted. And the good news for us is they're actually booked to play at Rydell Blues Club in Malton.
Get in!
Next April. I cannot
wait. I can't wait to see. They're definitely, I think that of all the music that I've been listening to this year, they're right up there with one of my favourite bands I've heard this year.
Yeah, they're good. And Joe is such a top fella as well. So I'm looking forward to it. He's... Well, we're doing a bit of recording with them, aren't we?
That's the plan,
yeah,
hopefully.
You're getting your bass guitar out, aren't you?
Bass guitar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to get my misery whistle out.
Great. That's great for everybody, that, isn't it?
And we'll see if we can really spoil their recording.
I'm sure I can. I'm guarantee that I'll be able
to. Yeah, that'll be terrific, that. So anyway, we'll talk more about that. Hey, in the second hour of the show tonight as well.
Go on.
Got a gig round up.
We have got a gig round up.
All onto your seats. Anyway, so we're... She can't be here tonight. The late Angie Howe.
Unfortunately.
She's not dead.
No.
She's just bad at timekeeping.
Yeah, this is true.
So, Ben, what's in Angie's...
What's in Angie's bag? Well, yeah. I'm delving into Angie's bag as we speak. We have got... What is it?
This is going to win us an Emmy one day, I'm telling you.
Caramel shortcake.
Oh, get in. Back
of the net. Four slices.
Right. We could share it with Jordy in studio too, but we won't.
Either that or I'll have three. You can have one job done.
I'll do me, sir. Anyway,
fair enough.
That's the music.
Now we have a live in the studio recording by Joe Harmon featuring the Funkestra House Band. And this is her first recording after a 3-year break. This is from an album called Signature Soul. And it is a track set that is Say That You Want Me.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on your Vic Radio.
You're a mean little mama and you let me down. I turned my back and started fooling around. She's a mean little mama. She's a mean little mama. If I don't behave, she's gonna beat me with a hammer. She's a mean little mama.
Mean little mama.
Well, mean little mama said you treat me cool, but she messed me around, made me look like a fool. She's a mean little mama.
This is a fantastic James Oliver band from the album Twang with Mean Little Mama, and he was the 2020 UK Blues Award winner of Emerging Acts of the Year, and he's booked to play at Rydale Blues Club in Malton next June. I cannot wait for that. What's now,
great
Ben?
Stuff. Now we have a track by John Bluesboy from an album that I reviewed earlier on in the year. This is from 75-year-old Mississippian John Bluesboy. The album is kind of chronicles his life through growing up in Mississippi. This track is called That Singing Roofer.
Yes, they call me that singing roofer. Way up on the rooftop. Call me that singing roofer. Way up on the rooftop. Sang the blues all day. Swinging that hot tar up. From early in the morning until my workday stops. Early in the morning till the workday stops. People all hear me singing and they really start to rock. I am that singing roofer. Hear me all over town. Yes, I'm that singing roofer. Hear me all over town. We're up on high. You can hear my sweet blues sound. Sing the blues. But once I start singing, everybody shakes it loose. Yes, they call me that singing roofer. Way up on that rooftop. Call me that singing roofer. Way up on the rooftop. Sing the blues all day. Swinging that hot tar. Stop by
time playing us up to the news, we have the classic Duke. Not by Little Walter this time, it's by Giles Robson, who's rather good on the old gobbying, and Chris Corcoran.
To Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the second hour of Blues from the Ooze on Yovit Radio with me, Paul Wynn, and Ben Darwin.
Hello, I'm still here.
Just thankfully. So
that, thanks for that.
So I'm talking over Mr. Plant, who, incidentally, did you know this? Well, you can't, because you can read it. Robert Plant was actually the third choice singer for this band.
Okay.
Yeah, right. There you go. So yeah. Jimmy Page asked Terry Reid first. Okay. Who, Terry also went on to turn down Deep Purple.
And who was the second choice then, please, Paul?
Steve Marriott from Steve the Small Faces. What a voice he had as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. So there third and nine, and you're as good as Robert Plant. So they kind of fell on the feet there. So brilliant. So of course, that was a Lemon song, a song about fruit from the Led Zeppelin 2 album. So there you go. What have we got now, Ben?
Now we have a track by ZZ Top. And quick fact for you here, they refused a $1 million offer from Gillette to shave their beards off for an advert.
That's bonkers money, isn't it?
This is silly money. This is a track called I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. Going downtown in the middle of the night, we're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling alright. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide. Yes, I bet I'm nationwide. In front, I had three more in the back. They sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoking Lucky Strikes and wearing nylon shoes. Go keep back. You're nationwide. Yeah, we back. You're nationwide. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio.
Cray there, doing it. That's from his album, That's What I Heard. Mm. Got a fact about Robert Cray.
Have you?
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah. He was invited by Keith Richards to join the backing band for Chuck Berry in the 1987 film Hail Hail, Rock and Roll.
There you go. Good fact.
Yeah.
There's some good facts tonight.
Oh, do you know, it's my brain just thinking of them all the time. They're all true as well. You know, I wouldn't lie. to you. I've got to give you an update.
Update?
Yeah, if anyone listened to last week's show, I was expecting a courier delivery, and I didn't necessarily want my missus finding out.
Yeah, I was going to say, the courier delivery that you were hiding from your wife.
That went into my magic garage.
It's got nothing to do with Christmas, so it's something for you that you're not allowed to have.
I've got a thing that's very shiny with lots of lights on in a little studio hall now. I love it.
That looked like an old Simon.
Yeah, well, all day Friday, because, you know, your parcel will be delivered between 9 and 3 or something like that. I thought, right, okay. So I was keeping an ear out from me, because my little studio's in my garage, and I can hear cars pulling up and what have you. Anyway, I happened to miss it, and the good lady wife shouted about her, Paul's a parcel for you.
I can just imagine the panic on your face.
Yeah, so
I
went into house, and right. Unfortunately, another big parcel had arrived at exactly the same time for the missus. Hang on a second.
Got away with that.
Well, she spent 500 quid on something I didn't know about.
You're in any position to question that, are you?
I'm going to be having words.
How much equipment have you got in that little shed of yours?
Well, yeah, I know. One or two pieces. Yeah. I brought a piece out the Winds Museum tonight, my guitar.
Yes.
It's going in your
it's
new music room.
It's going in my new music room, yes.
Yeah, because that makes... Because
you're too
lessons.
Scared she's going to find that as well.
Oh, no, that was only cheap. That. I know, it was expensive. No, because I had guitar lessons for a couple of years, and it turns out I was terrible at it.
Yeah, well, I know, because I saw you playing it once, live, as your duo with our friend Mr. Tull.
Yeah.
You were dreadful.
I put deep finger marks in the fretboard that night. I was terrified. It's like I was having a cramp in my hand. No.
The thing is, I was drunk, and I can actually still remember how bad you were. Oh. That's how bad you were.
I was drunk as well. I don't know what I was thinking of. Anyway, back to the music.
Back to proper music. So this now, we've got a tune from Catfish, who have just released a live album, Exile, Live in Lockdown. We played a track off that last week, but we're not going to play a track off it this week. We are, in fact, going to play a tune called The Big Picture. And this is from the Burning Bridges album.
Yeah, how good were they when we went to see them live?
Really just good. That was a great night. They were really good.
Yeah, so I love them. Anyway, Catfish.
Gotta let it go. Just stay strong with the one you love. Everything's gonna be okay. And I'll be back on my feet someday. Gotta make time to look at the big picture. Cause out my head, I got a mountain to climb. Take a step back.
I got the time. 94.8 FM.
We are Your Vic Radio.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
Larkin Poe there from their album Self-Made Man, which was released earlier this year. It was with their fifth studio album with Holy Ghost of Fire. And Ben, we've got that rare thing now. Very rare. I'm just going to turn this up a bit.
Phenomenally rare.
Because this is a little tune I put together at home using samples. And I've called it Gig Guide Blues Groove.
Sure, okay, yeah, fair enough.
All right, I'm using all sorts of things. So this is a gig roundup. Have you got the sheet of paper with the gigs on?
Yeah. if you like.
So what blues gigs are going on in and around York over the next few weeks?
I've no idea. You tell me.
Well, at the Crescent on Saturday the 12th of December.
Yep.
Local band. DC Blues.
DC Blues, I've heard of them.
Yeah. DC Blues. Yeah, we're playing down at the Crescent. It's kind of a little substitute because we were unable to bring a York Blues Fest for this year. So we're working with the guys at the Crescent who have worked incredibly hard to organise socially distanced gigs. They've also got lots of other gigs going on. This is on the massive assumption that after this lockdown finishes,
we're going to be able to do that again anyway.
Yeah, if we go to Tier 3 again, it's not going to happen. So we've got our fingers crossed, and so it'd be nice to get out. But as gigs start coming in, in and around the area for the blues bands, we'll be bringing you a regular weekly update. I can't wait to go through a gig Grand Prix.
It's like you say, it's just one of those things where we need to get back out and do it again, but we can't at the moment. So
admittedly, putting the list together every week, it is a bit of a chew.
Well, it's something that you can do with your four massive screens in your little shed that you've now got.
So,
is that it? That's the gig roundup.
That's the gig roundup.
One gig. So that's rounded
Saturday
up.
The 12th of December at the Crescent. Yeah, you can go to the Crescent's website and order tickets. They're only online tickets, by the way. No walk-ups. Anyway, so okay. We've got some more music coming around.
We have a track from another album that I reviewed a few months ago as well. This is from Andy Lindquist, taken from the Blues by Twos album. This song is called I Know You Got a Sister Too.
Listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio.
No matter how low I go, keep up the pole, boy. to get by. I remember the days, y'all. All we had to do was right.
From 2018, that was Cedric Burnside, and from the album Benton Country Relic, which was a Grammy Award nominated for Best Traditional Blues Album. That was a song called We Made It. So, Paul.
Next up, yeah, we've got...
What have we got now?
We played a track from this lady last week, on last week's show, from an album called Voodoo. Voodoo? Voodoo Voos.
He's struggling with spelling or saying even that name.
Yeah, Voodoo Blues, the album, with a track called Mercy, and it's by Gráinne Duffy. Yeah, I pronounced it grain last week, because it's spelled G-R-A-I-N-N-E. Anyway, I got a text from Angie saying it's Gráinne. Well, why not spell it with a Y then? I don't know. Anyway, she's terrific, and this album is really good. So, anyway, this is Gráinne Duffy with Mercy.
Mercy. Got myself, myself alone, locked in this reverie. But I need you to show some of your mercy. Everything just like it was before. Lost myself right outside your door. Called myself for so many times. This love's gonna be so fine. But I just need you to show.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
over York on 94.8 FM.
We are Your Vic Radio.
You're listening to Blues from the Ooze with Paul Wynn and Ben Darwin on Your Vic Radio. Brought to you by Blues Cafe Bar Harrogate. Live music, real ales, and the home of Yorkshire Tapas.
brilliant Buddy Reed there from his album The Blues Says It All with You Don't Love Me. And he's the guy that was the founder of the legendary Bacon Fat, and good pals with John Peel. So what have we got now, Ben?
Well, now we've got going from Bacon Fat to Late Night Chicken. This is a Howling Blues trio straight out of South London. The album Late Night Chicken was released in September. The band is called Jimmy Regal and the Royals, with the title track from the album, again, Late Night Chicken.
Late Night Chicken.
On your Vic Radio. For him.
people so they can walk. And to do it now and then, he still wants to talk. Gonna keep sinning. Jesus needs a gig. It gets bored in heaven. Don't smoke cigs. A world of heathens ain't nothing for him. Gonna keep sinning.
This is Ben Rice and R.B. Stone from the album Out of the Box. Very cigar box heavy. And I've got a fact about cigar boxes, Ben.
More facts.
Yes, trace evidence of cigar box instruments exists from 1840 to the 1860s. The earliest known illustration of cigar box instrument is an etching, copyrighted in 1876, of two American Civil War soldiers at a campsite, one of whom is playing a cigar box fiddle. So there you go. Anyway, playing us up to the news, we have Big Walter Horton with Carey Bell from the album Big Walter Horton and Carey Bell. This is for Nevis, and it's a track called Under the Sun.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much if you've tuned in and joined us tonight for Blues from the Who's on Your Vic Radio with me, Paul Wynn, and Ben Darwin. Hope you've enjoyed the playlist.
The playlist has been great. The facts have been amazing, especially that cigar box one.
Well, yeah, and this 2 hours seems to have lasted 10 minutes for us.
So. It has. It's flown by.
So, anyway, we're going to be back again next week. It's Dickie and Danny up next.